Every year, the Tucson Fire Department responds to an average of 80,000 calls for help. There are fires and car crashes, medical emergencies and code arrests in which firefighters work to save the life of someone whose heart has stopped. Each call carries great responsibility, says Tucson Fire Health and Safety Captain John Galata.
Tucson Fire Department goes and processes almost 1,000 code arrests a year. That's 1,000 families that we deal with, 1,000 lives that we see, anywhere from a newborn to a 100-year-old person. So there's that range that we deal with on a daily basis. And that's not including child abuse, it's not including the adult abuse, it's not including the traumatic events that we see, patients that are burned.
The calls can take an emotional toll, and that's why many police and fire departments use crisis interventions to help their workers cope. One of the most common interventions is Critical Incident Stress Management, or CISM. It's a highly structured system developed to help people recover from emotionally traumatic events. Although it's sometimes used one-on-one, it often includes group discussions, called debriefings, to go over the traumatic event. Tucson Fire paramedic Kevin Chafee came to know and train in CISM on the job and says he has seen its benefits firsthand.
My very first call that I ever went on as a brand new EMT was a pediatric drowning. And I had the ability to experience the effects of CISM. At that point in my brand new career, it was all new to me, and I did find it very helpful to go through it.
Over 13 years as a firefighter, Chafee has seen more than his share of emotional trauma. But one event changed his life and his understanding of how to respond to a crisis.
Last July, my best friend, and almost like a little brother to me, was killed. He had a huge support group. The amount of friends and coworkers that he had were second to none. He was a very well-known individual. He was a teacher at Pima. He was a member of the Nogales Fire Department. I mean, there was so many areas of Tucson that his name reached out to. It was a huge network of people that needed help, and we utilized CISM initially to help us get through that.
Chafee says the CISM team followed the program's protocol, including a debriefing and some suggestions for self-care. But seeing how rigid CISM could be changed Chafee's perspective on the practice, he says.
When you have a group of firefighters who are used to hanging out on their own, on their days off, and barbecuing and you know, having a couple beers, watching a football game on Sunday, and you tell them, hey, you should avoid those things that you usually do to decompress and make things right in your own mind again, that doesn't go over well with most of the firefighters from Nogales, and for most of his friends for that matter. So we had to take things down a different road.
That different road has led Chafee, Galata, and the rest of the Tucson Fire Department to develop their own alternative to CISM. It's called the Peer Operational Support Team, or POST, and it has grown from a partnership with University of Arizona researchers, including psychologist Patricia Haynes. She describes how it works.
It's a peer system where fellow firefighters go and talk with their peers who've gone through really tough calls. And the whole purpose in the short term is to really just promote calming.
The trained firefighters who make up POST talk to their peers one-on-one and help them find ways to decompress, whether it's by calling their families or taking a day off. Haynes says they make themselves available, but let the natural recovery process unfold, checking in periodically to catch problems as they arise.
Where we really emphasize the majority of our intervention is 30 days after the really difficult call. That's when we actually go in and do a formalized risk assessment for PTSD and depression, so that those individuals who haven't gone through a natural recovery, those individuals that have gotten stuck, can be identified and we can help them.
POST's informal, individualized approach differs from CISM's, and it's gradually gaining favor in certain circles. Some studies have suggested that CISM's group debriefings have the potential to interfere with natural recovery. That has fueled controversy around the practice and led the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation and some fire departments to move away from CISM.
Any challenging calls yet for you?
We've had some interesting calls.
Tom McSherry is a former firefighter EMT who has implemented CISM all over the country for high-profile disasters, including 9/11 and the Yarnell Hill fire. He says he stands by CISM, but understands the impulse to try something different.
I've been doing this since 1989, 1990, so a long time.
I believe in it. I've seen its value. But I must say that I'm anxious still every time I do it, because I know that if misapplied, you can do harm. No different than if you drink too much water, you can end up in the hospital. In my experience, it has been a misapplied model. It's been the wrong group, or the wrong timing, or the wrong tool, and there was no reason to even do the intervention.
But McSherry cautions against throwing out all the tools that CISM offers, because one-on-one interventions may not be enough when large-scale disasters strike.
One tool would not have worked for me at Ground Zero. One tool would not have worked for me at 2 weeks up in Prescott after the 19 were killed. I had individuals, I had small groups, we had large groups, we had families, we had victims, we had survivors, we had, and to have be limited to just that one model would not have sufficed.
Firefighter Kevin Chafee agrees. As part of the team developing and testing POST, he says he sees himself drawing from CISM to simply offer his fellow firefighters another choice when their burden grows too heavy.
I feel that by doing what we're doing with POST and taking some of the best things from CISM and tailoring it into what we individually need on our fire department and for the fire service in general, I think that being part of that is a huge thing that is going to go on for the future of the fire department, and that's why I'm so passionate about being in this program.
It's yet another way he can serve others and perhaps honor the memory of a fallen friend. I'm Gisela Tellis for Arizona Spotlight.